This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Thursday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And, of course, we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. Captain with an S in the middle, America. Now, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And I inadvertently said that we were going to have our Friday morning guest on a Thursday morning because I was sitting here looking at the calendar for Friday. For some reason, I had that opened up. I was looking at something over there. But anyway, our good friend, who we'll be having lunch with later, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us today, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you on this Thursday.
Yes, sir. And in about another week on a Sunday, you and I are going to be in the presence of a lieutenant general who happened to be the superintendent of the United States Military Academy right after 2001 for 6 years till 2007. So I'm looking forward to that honor.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that, and I've shared that, and that's going to be a great evening on that.
Yep.
October 16th, for
yep.
sure.
And we'll get into all that in a minute, but let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, before you get started, you did mention looking forward to the Sunday event on the 16th. We have a surprise and a special announcement for everybody. Our special guest that's been added is Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. He will be here 3:30 to 6:30 at the Jewish Community Center for the Battleground Talkers Tour. You can find out more by going to theanswertampa.com. Click on the link, and boom, away you go. We've got free tickets we're giving out, plus we've got the other tickets for the reception and all that good stuff. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that makes it even more worth the price of admission, but free. You can't beat that. I mean, this is the kind of lineup, and added that to Senator Ted Cruz, hard to beat. And I'm looking forward. I've seen Senator Ted Cruz a lot of times when he was running for president at the time before the primaries in Georgia, back in 2016 when I was heading up the Canton, Georgia, part of his campaign for president, and he's turned out to be you want one of the greatest allies in the, after 2016 of the America First agenda, to the point to where Liz Cheney, campaigning in Arizona for Democrats of all people, actually called out and says, oh, Senator Ted Cruz has no business coming here to campaign for Carrie Lake for governor in Arizona. Astounding. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's amazing how she even gets any time or even is permitted to have the Republican or the arm by her name is astounding to me.
Now, I want to mention something because we had the president in the state yesterday down there in Fort Myers pretty much. Joe Biden arrived, but our governor, Ron DeSantis, stole the show with one thing that happened, and it's something that a lot of people probably aren't even aware of. There was one moment in particular during their time together that DeSantis stole the whole show. He got to speak first at the podium, and he spoke at the podium with the presidential seal on it and took every advantage of it. How about that?
Yeah, I tell you what, Governor DeSantis, he's pretty savvy in addition to be policy-wise. It's a good thing. So, yeah, but, you know, you and I, and I think most of America now is not astounded that when those two are together, you know, one outshines the other. That event was interesting. I watched, as many people did, to watch the body language of everybody from Governor DeSantis, his wife, of course, and the others around the National Guard and Florida there to see what their things were. And, of course, what was astounding, one, Biden couldn't help himself, brought up about the climate change pitch in his discussion right up front. But for me, one of the more astounding things was the hot mic moment that Biden had with the Fort Myers Beach mayor, in which he says, you do not F with a Biden. You do not talk bad about your brother outside of the House. And that was astounding because what he's saying is that, hey, I am the head of the Biden crime syndicate. And this is what me, the godfather of the Biden crime syndicate, is saying. You don't F with a Biden. And you don't talk bad about him. And, of course, all the ties to the increasingly ugly and evidence is mounting about Son Hunter.
They can't
get past.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. And I got to say, folks, great work by Team Biden in making sure that they got Ron DeSantis in front of that presidential seal at the podium so he could be seen and all the photo ops were taken of that yesterday. I'll be right back.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, before I get back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I'm going to tell everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive. They also have a Acura dealership, and by the way, the brand new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway. Now, they've got locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus they're here in Tampa, North Tampa, with the Nissan and Acura store side by side on Florida Avenue. Now, the reason people come from all around the country to buy from them is pretty simple. They have the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors too, get a great deal afforded to them on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. In addition, Moss Care is available to you, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Think about that. And think about Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we've got a question here from Tom in Sacramento, and he's saying, I was wondering if anyone can state their opinion about the pipelines that were blown up. Do you have any insight? Could you please share? Ask your guest as well. Okay, well, I know what he's talking about, and so did you. We were talking about it during the break. So what's your thought?
Well, it's good that he caveated with opinion, because that is what it is. However, I think the abundance of evidence that we've seen the last several days or this last week since we first addressed the question, my assessment hasn't changed. it's far more plausible that the Russians and Vladimir are responsible for that. There's been some suggestions that maybe Zelensky and the Ukrainians did it as a means to try to increase the amount of aid they're receiving. To me, that doesn't make sense, but it makes all the sense in the world that Vladimir has something to do with that. And you look at what has occurred with him and OPEC and the reduction in the production of OPEC and Russia calling the shots with our ally, Saudi Arabia, and the failing invasion as the Russians are on the run, and that things aren't going very well there, and the capture of the power plant by the Russians, one of the largest there in Europe. These are signs of desperation, and that explosion, I think, fits the conclusion that I've got, that Russians are responsible for that. That's what I got to say about that.
By the way, we have breaking news coming out of Thailand. There's been a mass shooting at a child care center there with at least 30 people dead in Thailand. That's all the only information I have at the moment, and I'm just going to leave it at that because that's all I can do is report what the headline is and go from there. Now, oil. We saw what OPEC did. No surprise there. We knew OPEC was going to do something. They couldn't sit around and watch the price of oil drop. So just to be good shepherds of the oil fields, they decided to cut back their production by some 2 million barrels a day.
It's stunning. It's like we talked about one more reason why, you know, Vladimir's mind is, despite his wavering leadership in Russia, is a desperate thing. And frankly, from Putin's standpoint, for him, we have given him the ability to call the shots with our allies, with Saudi Arabia and OPEC, do this, and fist bumping the prince and a failed diplomacy by our president in Saudi Arabia to get them to increase oil production has the opposite effect. Because, frankly, you know, they're in the business of making money and maintaining the wealth for the kingdom and for the OPEC nations. So it's the shades of the 70s where we were at the mercy of OPEC, and we're back to that because we have forfeited any type of energy independence we have because of the Biden administration's policies.
Yeah, and again, this is a shot back at him. And I believe the Saudis are also involved in this since it's OPEC plus one. You know who the plus one is, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's our friend, Vladimir Russia.
Yep, Russia. And, of course, they don't want to do anything to try to help the guy. And they're going to try to stick it to us because, again, if they can hurt us in our wallets, that's the one area where we're really gonna feel it. And I hate to say this, but they better be careful what they wish for, because if we get Biden and his company, his crew out of there, at least make Biden a minority president and take control of the House and take control of the Senate, we're back in the catbird seat when it comes to being energy independent again, and we've got to go for it again. We've got to go for the gusto. We need to go after our own oil and not get one single drop from anybody anywhere in the world. I don't care who they are.
Yeah, that's the irony of facing the current axis of evil, which is China, Russia, and Iran, is that they're kind of put themselves between a rock and a hard place. They enjoy the power that they're able to exert, given the weakness of the current administration in the United States of America. But at the same time, these kinds of things are one of the things that may usher in the exit stage left, and certainly starting on November 8th. Either in the 2024 or prior to the 2024 election of the Biden administration.
Yeah, and of course, you do a lot of great things, and one of the things that you and your organization do is you inform the public and the people and your members what it is that the Democrats are doing, the progressive left democratic socialists. I'll call them what they are, communists, if you want to add that in there, too, because these people are just no good.
Yeah, because we're independent of the Republican Party, even though we are the Republican Liberty Caucus, we have the ability to be much more outspoken about those Republicans, either elected or candidates, that are running for office that are not true to the Republican core principles, which people expect when they vote for Republican, which is constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. Pretty dang simple is what the founding fathers stood for. We don't want a third party. We want the Republican Party to be true to its constitutional roots, period. And so we'll call out folks that do that, and that's what we're all about at the grassroots level, at the county level, at the state chartered level, as well as the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And I'm glad, Captain, that you're a part of that Republican Liberty Caucus team, because you understand that, you think like that, and you have advocated for that long before, you and I both became a part of this movement to hold the Republican Party true to its constitutional base.
20-plus years. By the way, good morning, Colonel, from George the Godfather.
Good morning, George. Always good to hear from you. Is he going to be with us at Mixon's Fruit Farms?
I don't know. George, are you going to come over for lunch at Bradenton? He'll probably answer here in a minute. I don't know about that, but I know our regulars will be there. Now, I got to ask you a question. Tell us the website to find the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Well, it's an HTTPS, but it's RLC.org. Or if they just look up National Republican Liberty Caucus, if they Google that, or it's RLC.org, they go in there and can find out about it. They can make a decision whether to join or not. And they join the National Republican Liberty Caucus, but based upon their zip code, that'll determine what county they get chartered in, what state. That's all done for them. And it's three for the price of one. You not only get to join your local grassroots organization, but you're automatically a part of the state and the National Republican Liberty Caucus, and you have the power of thousands to influence the United States of America and our politics and the Republican Party to put things on right shift.
Okay, George said he's going to be there. Now, John Zach's going to be there along with Mike, and Mike has not taken the nickel tour. I think he's going to get on the tram and go take a look at Wally, the American crocodile.
All right, well, great, fantastic. I was excited anyway, even though it was just you and I, but to have the whole crew there, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I know we got everybody else coming along there, too, so that's going to be good. All right, well, let's see. I got about 15 seconds to go. Colonel, I look forward to talking to you again and seeing you today for lunch. And it's always a pleasure, always an honor. And, boy, are we going to have some fun on the 16th when we're there with the big-time big-timers and our lieutenant general sitting next to us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great month. And safe travels across the bridge as you head south here to our neck of the woods in Manatee County.
You got it, my friend. See you soon. Okay, that's Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright, Republican Liberty Caucus of Manatee County. And they've also got a Facebook page, by the way. Catch them over there. Check them out. See what they're all about. I think you're going to like it. I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We're going to talk about what it takes to become an aviation maintenance technician. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high gas prices to push their green agenda.
We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he's set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Yes, you will. And by the way, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget that this portion, this segment, my conversation with Bill Browning from the National Aviation Academy is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning, Mr. Bo.
Good morning.
What is the world like today for Mr. Bo?
It's going pretty good. You know, luckily, the Tampa Bay area, we were spared the brunt of the storm. You know, and hopefully all those people down south of us are doing well and doing as best as they can be and getting the support that they need to get everything taken care of down there.
They have got more first responders and more linemen at that incident than I saw with Charlie.
Yeah,
so I think you're doing better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think Governor DeSantis, you know, has been doing a good job, and hopefully all those people can recover quickly, as quick as possible, and everything will get back to normal for them eventually.
Well, it's going to take a while because so much of the... That water, by the way, was at least 8 foot tall to move those houses and whatnot.
No.
And, of course, it also took some of the substations and the power and just pushed them away.
Sure. I know if they were stringing new power lines and putting new transformers and putting new poles up here in our area, you know, we can only imagine, you know, mm-hmm. what those people went through down there.
Yeah, we went through nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing compared to what they went through. Yeah.
Right. And they had twice the winds and then some down there. Yeah. All right, well... National Aviation Academy, and I want to ask you about your preparations because you have a hangar and you have aircraft that's around that hangar. I thought about that when the storm was coming this way. What do you do with that aircraft? You can't get them all in the hangar.
Sure. So National Aviation Academy, you know, all of our aircraft are used for training, you know, for maintenance training. So, you know, we'll just take our aircraft and we'll position them inside our hangar. We have enough room to get them all in there except for one of them. And then that one, we just, you know, we tie down really good on the ramp. You know, we have some tie downs on the ramp. We'll tie it down the best we can. But usually airliners, people that can afford it, they'll reposition their aircraft to different airfields, you know, out of the path of the storm. People that can't do that, they tie them down, they hanger them, and they secure them the best that they can secure them, and just hope for the best throughout the storm. That's really all you can do, you know, with something like that. And you know, that's, you know, it. Ian was a you know, Category 4 on the verge of Category 5 storms. Not a whole lot you're really going to do to protect a lot of stuff from that. We see what it looks like on the news. And, you know, of course, you know, you don't see a lot of airplanes. You see a few of them flipped over different places, smaller airplanes. But, you know, if you look at the boats that are piled up all over down there.
Yeah, on top of houses and on top of boats and cars.
You know, So, you know, a boat that, you know, is 100 foot long sitting on the dry land now, you know, imagine what an airplane that's, you know, 30 feet long that wasn't secured properly, you know, it just got flipped over and pushed around too.
Yeah, there was one boat that went over the top of a garage and nobody could figure out how come it wasn't scraped up and the garage wasn't damaged. What was the water?
Yeah.
The water was so high it went over the top of the garage and landed in the guy's driveway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know National Aviation Academy, you know, hopes that everybody down there is doing well. You know, some of our employees were affected by the storm, just like many, many other people in the state. And the further you go south, you can see, you know, the more and more devastation from the storm, you know, that goes on.
So run me through what I would do, the process to become a student at National Aviation Academy. Obviously, I've been to the website. I know it's naa.edu. I've looked at it. I've gone there, and I'm scratching my head going, well, I don't know which one I want to go visit, which campus. Should I go visit them both, or what should I do?
Sure, absolutely. You know, one of the things I've always said as we've had these conversations is, you know, anybody that's looking into education needs to make sure they do the research of the institution to make sure that the institution meets their needs. But at National Aviation Academy, visit our website, set up a tour, come and see what we have to offer, see if that meets your needs. You know, and then once you do that process, our admissions representatives at either campus, you know, they'll help you with the enrollment process. In other words, they'll get your application, they'll get your enrollment agreement, they'll tell you what documents that you need to have. We have a full-blown financial aid department that can assist you with any of your financial aid questions. You know, we have a veteran certifying official that can also assist the veterans with any of their VA questions as they go through the enrollment process. You know, it's fairly simple, but the most important thing is that the prospective student understand what the institution has to offer, and if the institution and the program they're enrolling in meets the expectation that they have. In other words, the long-term goal that prospective student has, are you enrolling in a program that's going to meet that long-term goal? And is the school, you know, does the school meet your expectation? You know, all of us operate under, you know, accreditors, Department of Education, different agencies like the Federal Aviation Administration. Administration, and we have programs designed to meet those regulations that we have to operate under. You know, so it's very, very important that the individual student understand, you know, what they're getting into and the expectations that they have of the institution they enroll in.
Now, you don't have dormitories, so to speak, but you have the ability to be able to say, check out this house. You might be able to get into, because you have houses where people rent them, and sure. They have different, like, four, five, six people go in there, right?
Sure, sure. We have a student services department that can assist with helping an individual coming outside the local area find temporary housing while they're enrolled in school. Again, that is just an assistance that we provide to the students. Ultimately, it is that relationship for housing is between the prospective student or the student and the landlord of that community, national of that house. The National Aviation Academy does not get in between that relationship. We just assist you with different types of aspects where you can find that information, where you can locate those properties that are for rent, different apartment buildings, private homes, things like that. But ultimately, that relationship is solely between the student and the landlord of that property.
And folks, if you have a question for Bo, you can call us at 877-969-8600, that's 877-969-8600, and ask Bo your question. He'd be happy to answer it for you. No question is too dumb. I mean, some people go, I don't know if I want to answer that or ask that, but there's no question that can't be answered.
Education in this country is extremely complicated if you have not ever dealt with it before. You know, so please, when you're looking for an institution, you're looking to expand your education, you're looking to go back to school or attend a school, make sure you do all your research. Make sure you understand exactly what the school has to offer, what your expectation is of that school, and also what you are required to do in order to stay in the programs. You know, it's a huge investment in your future. You know, make a well thought out, well educated decision when you decide to join an institution.
And remember, when you go to National Aviation Academy, you're not going to go to a 4-year college. You're going to a program that lasts, what, 14 months?
We've got 14 months. We've got a 21-month program. And, you know, we train in technical skills. We train in aviation maintenance, you know, technology, aviation maintenance professional. Those are our two programs. You know, the things we do are to teach you the skills that you need to meet the prerequisites, take your Federal Aviation Administration exams for airframe and power plant, and to meet the requirements and give you skills that will help you, that will benefit you in the aviation maintenance industry. That's the only thing we do. We do not teach, you know, general ed type courses. We don't do any of that. We strictly technical education that relates to aviation maintenance training.
And basically what you do is you keep the aircraft flying.
Absolutely.
Because without you guys, there'd be no aircraft in the skies.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of work goes on in these aircraft that people never really see. You know, it happens when the airports are closed down or nobody's around. It happens in between flights. It happens in hangar facilities.
Okay. We're going to take a break, folks. And if you'd like to give us a call, you're more than welcome to at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. 8600, and we'd be more than happy to listen to what you have to say. In the meantime, here's where I'm going today.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids, which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, that would be today. So stop by Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Nixon Fruit Farm Farm Store, and we'll be there having lunch, our whole group of us there, from 11:30 to 1:30. You going to come down, Bo?
Today at Mixon's? No, I'm not going to be able to make it today.
Don't have enough time to go to luncheon.
No,
that's
no.
Sure.
Probably not.
All right. Well, folks, I got to tell everybody that we've teamed up this radio show and our station, our flagship stations, with Food for the Poor to help provide relief to the Hurricane Ian survivors. Now, you can go to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. And click on the Hurricane Ian relief banner and give whatever you can. No amount is too small. Also, if you want to text using your phone, you can text the word Tampa to 41444. That's Tampa to 41444. And thank you so very much for helping the folks down there in the Hurricane Ian zone. And, of course, I don't need to tell you, Bo, we've been up without our power here. I personally was without my power once for, 2 weeks. When we had the storm hit us in
2017.
We had the storm hit us down there. I believe it was Sarasota.
Yeah.
And no, I was living up here at that time, sorry. But we had one down in Sarasota, which I think was 2005, but 2 weeks we were without power.
Sure. Yeah,
it's not uncommon.
A bad thing. It's a bad thing, too, mm-hmm. man. I mean, you know, people take it for granted, those lights and the air condition comes on when you flip that switch, you know, so it's definitely eye-opening when you're without power, and hopefully those people get power restored to them, and they're able to get their homes somewhat situated, and they find, you know, places to stay and while they're rebuilding all that stuff down there.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see, again, this is what they did before they brought in the FEMA trailers.
Yeah,
remember them?
Yeah.
I think you're
going to
see a bunch of those trailers come in because the schools, there's a whole bunch of schools that
are shut down.
Shut down. They're damaged, seriously damaged or destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to have to bring in the big wide trailers for them. I think they're 14-foot or maybe they're 28-foot wide, two 14-foot systems. We have to bring them and set them up so that they can have school again. But they will bring the mobile homes in, and they'll set them up like they did before.
Yeah,
and, you know, that's what people had to begin with to live in while their homes are being reconstructed or until they get something built. But anyway, I'm talking to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to call us at 877-969-8600. Okay, walk me through the process of either applying for a loan if I'm a civilian student, or if I'm military, going through using my GI Bill. Walk me through the process.
So you know, they're depending on the individual, there's a lot of different steps in that process. But the two most important things for anyone, if you're a civilian student that is looking to go to school, any school in the country, higher education, the very first thing you can do is go on the Department of Education website for the federal financial aid piece of it and fill out your FAFSA. It's the free application for federal student aid. You know, go in there, fill that out, pull it up. You know, there's instructions on how to fill it out. You will have that piece set. No piece of the financial aid part can be done without an individual starting with the FAFSA. So go to the Department of Education website, you know, to the federal aid piece of it, fill out the free application for federal student aid, and that'll start the process for you. If you're a veteran and you have separated or you're going to separate, go on the VA website, make sure you print off all your certificates of eligibility when it comes to your education benefits. Have those certificates of eligibility available when you go see that school or when you start the application and the enrollment process. Those are the two most important things for anyone to start with when you're researching a school to go to. Make sure you understand your benefits first. Make sure you understand how your benefits work. And veterans, certificates of eligibility, you can print them right off the VA website. You know, all you got to do is log in. I know there's a bunch of different ways to log in now, you know, to see your different benefits. But they all are kind of linked together, at least now. And for, you know, single civilian students, you know, again, the free application for federal student aid, that's the first place you can start. And then the financial aid teams at different institutions, you know, can assist you from that point, depending on your individual needs.
Okay, and I do know, I think I read somewhere that the veterans were going to centralize that to one login, one website, because it was so complicated the way they did it. You had to go to four or five different places. Like you were saying.
Yeah, you know, it's been a couple months since I logged in and looked at any of my stuff, but I know, I think they're all kind of linked together now to make it a little simpler.
Okay, now, when you become a certified aviation maintenance technician, isn't there two levels that you can start out at?
Well, you know, it depends the company that you go to. You know, the reality is, you know, you come to an aviation maintenance technician school like National Aviation Academy. You know, we have to meet certain requirements through the FAA and through our accreditors. So we're gonna train you in the prerequisites so you can take your Federal Aviation Administration exams for written, oral, and practical for your general airframe and power plant rating. You know, there is no way that any institution can train you to be an expert or be proficient in every skill possible within the the tasks that you're going to perform out there daily. You know, so, you know, essentially, you know, the aviation maintenance world likes to refer to the A&P license as a license to learn, because when you get out in the industry, every day you're going to learn something new. Every day you're going to have an opportunity to have some further training. You're going to work on different types of equipment. You're going to gain that experience from those mechanics that have already been out there, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. You know, so you're always going to learn in this industry. You know, this aviation maintenance technician schools are going to train you, you know, to meet those prerequisites so you can take those FAA exams. You know, but when you get to the industry, you have much more training in front of you. You have a lot of learning in front of you. And I imagine it's like any other field out there. You know, doctors, you know, they have plenty of training after they leave. They have a lot to learn. You know, lawyers, everybody has a lot to learn once they leave the formal education piece and actually enter the industry and practicing their skill set.
Now, I am a radio operator, a licensed radio technician, and also an amateur radio operator. And is that something with a skill like that someone could use?
Sure. I mean, you know, already you understand some of the federal communications, you know, rules and things like that. You understand, you know, how to properly operate radios. You know, aircraft are the same way. You know, you just don't get on a radio and start broadcasting over it. You know, you get yourself in some trouble. You know, you gotta make sure you follow a set of rules. But, you know, just anybody with a little bit of knowledge, you know, a work ethic, you know, anyone can become an aviation maintenance technician. You know, it's just a matter of hard work and really want to.
So what I want to do to wrap this up is, once again, tell us where the campuses are located and what's involved and what they can expect.
Sure. You know, we have two, National Aviation Academy has two campuses. We got one here in Clearwater, Florida, and we have another one up in Concord, Massachusetts. You know, both of them have hangar facilities. One here in Florida is at St. Pete Clearwater Airport. The other one up in Massachusetts is at the Boxborough Stowe Airport. You know, we have 14-month programs. We have a 21-month program down here in Florida also. In Florida, we run a day shift and a night shift. In New England, we have a 14-month program with just a day shift currently, you know, and what you can expect to come in, you know, we're going to train you up to meet those prerequisites so you can take those FAA exams. We have three career fairs throughout the year, and you know, a student success is our priority. All of our instructors, you know, carry the same credentials or more credentials than what any of our students are going to receive at our institution. You know, all of our instructors that teach the aviation maintenance technology portion of any of our programs, we're all airframe and power plant certificated. So, you know, you have people that have been out in the industry that understand what your challenges are going to be, that understand the challenges of you going to an aviation maintenance technician school, because many of us did it that way also.
Okay, I will talk to you soon. Folks, that's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. The telephone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Tremendous career awaits you. All right, we'll see you all tonight in Redidio, and I'll be down there in Bradenton, Mixon's Grosside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140.
That's 800-932-5140.